Blog Talk Radio.
Joining us on this Friday evening. I know that there's many places you could have been, however you chose to be a part of the Care to Read show, and I want to extend my gratitude to each and every one of you. To those old friends, I say hello, and what's happening, Odabo, Abarigani, and Alafia. And to those new friends, I say what's up. Thank you very much for coming in the room and being a part of our segment today. And boys, we have a special featuring for you this evening. We are about to perform our bembe. For those of you who don't know what a bembe is, just stick around, and we will be giving you some information on bembe. We like to go to station identification right now. Just pause with me for 1 minute, and we'll be right back at you in the air. I'm going to have my assistant offer up a prayer right before we get started. We don't want to get the party going too soon before we acknowledge our ancestors and get permission to speak. So I'm going to go over here to my elder and ask her if I have permission to speak and have her to give us a prayer from the heart. Elder, do I have permission to speak this evening?
Yes, you have permission to speak.
Elder, I'd like to ask you if you would offer up a prayer for me, please.
Yes, by all means. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come with bowed heads and humble hearts. Father, we come thanking you for your many blessings as you have watched over us and guided us and directed us. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Father God, we ask you if you will continue to watch over us. We ask you to bless this program in a special way. We ask you to watch over us as we leave and go to each other's home, one or another. And we ask you, Father, to always give us a mind to stay on thee. In the name of Jesus, we say amen and amen.
Thank you so much, Elder. Certainly appreciate that. And ladies and gentlemen, as you know, we always ask for permission to speak as is and as is in order. And I'm going to ask the Baba Wall to purify me before we start this segment. And I have to remember one thing, to always call on my personal ancestors. Yesterday I got beside myself and I called on the heroes and sheroes, but I left my ancestors off. And at the end of the day, I did remember to call on my ancestors and make the apologies because they are definitely important. I don't want you to think that they're not. Now, I'm going to get myself all cleaned up here so I can commence with the ceremony. And as I said, you are definitely in for a surprise today. We are working with the segment number 10 of our Neophyte training, and that's on the Holy Spirit of the Holy Community. We worked on the Blessed Oromola, who was Oromola yesterday, and we covered the information on that. And I noticed here that the actual workshop on the 10th segment should be on worshiping, because we've already covered the information on who is Oromola. So get your seatbelts on and get ready for a ride of your life. We're going to go to station identification, ladies and gentlemen. And it is the power of faith that we are able to acknowledge our ancestors and stand on their shoulders. So go with me as I go to the power of faith. Having a little difficulty here, ladies and gentlemen. Just bear with me. We're going to get that on for you in just a second here. The power of faith, because our ancestors are the sum total of why we came. Listen and join in. If you know the words, you can sing along. The power of faith. Song, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to go on with this segment of the ritual, and I'm going to ask Baba to purify me. Baba, would you please come and purify me? Thank you, Baba. And as I dry my hands off and prepare for this ritual, ladies and gentlemen, you are now standing on holy ground as we pour libation water to the ground, to sanctify the ground, so that we are setting this part of the ground aside as being sanctified. In this place, we are standing on holy ground. You can participate in this part of the segment of the show with us, ladies and gentlemen, by pouring your libation. I'd like to start by calling on my heroes and heroes in the journey to freedom. If you will follow along, you can call on your heroes and heroes. We like to call on the name of W.E.B. Du Bois. And we say, Ashe, Thurgood Marshall, Ashe, Sojourner Truth, Ashe, Scott Joplin, Ashe, Nat Turner, Ashe, Langston Hughes, Ashe, Louis Armstrong, Ashe, Jackie Robinson, Ashe, Harriet Tubman, Ashe, Leontine Price, Ashe, Madam C.J. Walker, Ashe, Malcolm X, Ashe, and Dr. Martin Luther King, Ashe, Coretta Scott King, Ashe, and Zora Neale Hurston. Ashe. I'd like to now remember to call on my personal ancestors, my father spirit, Robert. Before I call on my father spirit, I'd like to praise and sanctify my head, my Ori, and Oladulamare, the father of the Almighty. As I pray this prayer to you, Oladulamare, and bowed with a bowed head and humble heart, I come before you knowing that it's because of your creation, your great work, that we are able to sit here unmolested. I thank you for waking me up when I slumber during the night. I thank you for clothing me in a white mind, with a right mind ready to serve you and worship and praise you. As a prayer worshiper and praiser, I ask you to give me the vocal cords and allow me to let you speak through me and give me the words that I ought to say that might be pleasing to your ear. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart Oh, Lord, be acceptable to you today as we praise and magnify your name and give honor unto you in this big day. Let us rise up and call our parents glory this day. We give you acknowledgement and homage, Oladulare, Almighty God. As I praise my Owe, I praise you and pay homage to you. Owe, I praise you and pay homage to you. Owe, I praise you. I praise you and pay homage to you. Ajuba, I say, blessings to you, Owe. Ajuba, I say, blessings to you, Owe. Now I'd like to call on the spirits of my family's ancestorship. Robert Jenkins, Ashe. Clara Mae Jenkins, Ashe. Tommy P. Harvey, Ashe. Essie Lee Pope, Ashe. Emmanuel Day, Ashe. George Lilly, Ashe. Sam Lilly, Ashe. George Jr. Lilly, Ashe. Ruby Bracken, Ashe. Isa Lilly, Ashe. Nishal Lilly, Ashe. Ruby Bracken, Ashe. Ruby Lilly, Ashe. Essie Pope, Ashe. Mary Lou Hawkins, Ashe. Michael Harvey, Ashe. And Michelle Harvey, Ashe. So be it, and so let it be done. We magnify you, ancestors, and giving you communion today, paying homage to you. We lift you high, acknowledge you being a part of our family. As you connect yourself back to our family, we invite you in this day, on this Friday, to be a part of our Bembe, our celebration, our upliftment to the King, the Almighty, Oromola, on this day. I say amen. Now, I'd like to also read a prayer in Yoruba. We all know that Owe has the powerful responsibility of guarding the heads of men, and we said earlier that Oladulare is the Almighty God, and Oromola is our African-American or our African prophet, okay? Owe is the one that we pay homage to. He causes us to have our fortunes, our good health, and our ability to prosper. Now, Ofun Biete, Wede Odu Olum, Owe Tia Osita Nukia Lemodu, Adafun Ori Kumofoto, Abanfun Okeli Keareso Ekumon La Tewuni Neleso Ita Olumala Ede Elede Tewun Ile Refa Owe Ashe Goba Ni Kewoni O Rubo O Rubo Ireno Orumo Kewuni Ka Ori Kikan Ni Orumo Omo Orubade Imini Wo Ni Kewo Ose Woni Ki Wo Owo Jaba Ojaba Okuwa O Pere Kewoke Peloba Obalao Foni Ilede Goba Orumala San Usanjo Ori Ekeno Losun Asunde Te Ofi Ara Tole Orumala. And in English it reads, who washes away poverty with protection? It was divine for only one Ori, and also for 401 heavenly divinities who were going to Oromola, the creator in chief, to attempt to split the kola nut of Ashe. The wisdom directed to them to make a sacrifice, 400 divinities defined by order. Only Ori complied, and his sacrifice was accepted. What was Ori's sacrifice? They were to wake up at the crack of dawn and pay homage to Supreme Creator. All the Orishas overslept. Only Ori woke up, rolled himself on the ground in order to pay homage to Olorun. He alone was the only one showed up. Ori will go all the way with you. One world, Seten. One world, Ite, Asede. Asede, Nika, Gubu, Guba, Ogi, Obi, Sele, Gubu, Oromala, Pade, Wo, Kofeli, Pae, Ori, Nikan, Lopa, Obi, Nani, Obi, Nani, Ori, Wa, Da, Obi. Iba talerin orum, ori de ogaba fun gubadi wan, arin gugan wadeli wo ori, ori lo ri joko inu wanu, wofi daba ori fago gaba. And it reads in English, after this, they went to the Supreme Creator, who asked Gobun to present the colonnet of authority. All tried but failed to split it. Only Ori succeeded. And when the split colonnet was split, he divided the outcome of the nut in a favorable way. A loud ovation followed by clapping of hands. There was excitement everywhere and great jubilation in heaven, the highest and central places, these belonging to Ori. As Ori took his seat, the other Orishas invited him and praised him and conspired to dethrone him, to remove him from his head. In writing in the language, Orisha lo kudebo ori bima, odela si ita de jamolo, nita jamole, ni orisha I di fonene, ori da si ifa di komorole, ori da mekisha, olise ita oromala, ita. Ni amiki I atene iwa ekum stile seyi adadakumu wo ise iba iti duba mowoni. Orishala was the first in English to deify his authority. Ori floored him and put him in the jubala, where the divinities are molded. As the Jumala, Orisha became the firing expert of the mounting destinies. Next, Ori created Ifa, where Ifa became the expert on Ikin. Next, Ori created the Mekesha in the east, whence shines the morning light of the earth. Ori overcame all the Orishas and created them where today they are reverenced. Inima joloni olo olo mote ori babale ufuno gomala iwe gobi mana wobani ori mida mo ite nogo kyun mo ari gumba nita ini Omole Nita Nekese. In translation, Now that I am waking up, I pray homage to the Oromalaf. I pay homage to Olorum. Let all good things come to me, my Ori spiritual head. My Ori spiritual head, give me life, empower me to overcome mortality. Ori and the person, destiny. Ori and the person's destiny. Ekule, Eya Ide, Edede Ten, Ojun, Okune. We kneel down in heaven and choose our destiny. But when we arrive on earth, we became very impatient. He who is wise is made wise by his own Ori. He who is not wise is made more foolish than a piece of yam by his Ori. Other people don't like to see a person receive excellence and be freed from a burden. It is the person's Ori who brings relief to him. The Yoruba regards Ori as one of the deities in their pantheon. Indeed, in a sense, Ori may be regarded as the greatest god of all. However, Oladulamare, as I told you, the Almighty God is the course and the supreme being. Every person's Ori is regarded as his or her personal god, who is expected to be more interested in his or her personal affairs than other deities who are regarded as belonging to everybody. As a god, Ori is worshipped and proprietized by Yoruba. Oromola is the mouthpiece of the other deities. It is through him that one knows the wishes of the other deities as a mouthpiece. For Ori, Oromola is regarded as the elete ipin, witness of the person's choice of destiny, witness of the person's choice of destiny. Olorum, Oromola, was present when every person chose his or her destiny in heaven. It is not difficult, therefore, for Oromola through Ifa divination system to tell every person here on earth the wishes of his or her Ori. Since the destiny of every person has been decided in heaven, it is considered vital for everyone to consult Ifa for their destiny. From time to time, you ought to do that, ladies and gentlemen. From time to time, you might know what pleases or displeases your Ori. By doing so, everyone will be able to thread the paths already laid out for him or her in heaven without beating about the bush. The gods themselves have their own Ori, directing their daily lives like human beings. The gods knows the wishes of their Ori by consulting Ifa. Ifa, Oromola himself, consulted his Ifa divination instrument in order to define and find out for himself the wishes of his Ori. One day, Oromola gathered all the gods together and posed a question to them, and the question was, Taloto Asulebi Oromola, who can accompany his devoted on a destiny journey over the sea without deserting him or her at the stage? Shango, the thunder god, and the boldest of all gods, was the first to take up the challenge. He said that he could go all the way with his devoted E to any place without looking back over his shoulder. And the other gods, these gods were asked him what would be the case if they were asked to go all the way on the journey with the devoted E. Then he arrived at a spot where he asked them. He said, the home of his father is far away. Shango answered and said that he would first of all call at home and ask them if there was any need for him to come home. Then the other god said, if he called at his home, that meant deserting his Ori. Desertment is what they said. Devotees and breaking his promise to the devotee. One by one, they broke their promise. All boastfully answered the question posed by Oromala earlier that they would go all the way. However, they could not. The question was also posed to Oromala himself, and he likewise answered the question boastfully. The gods then became confused, and they complained that they did not understand the parable. They therefore begged him to unfold it for them. In his explanation, Oromala said this, that only Ori can go. Every other person's Ori could accompany everyone to this father's place in earth without turning back. Only Ori. And therefore, you have it, ladies and gentlemen, none of the gods could go with the devotee all the way. So Ori is your head. Ori is your personal God. Ori is who you pay homage to after you pay homage to Oludumare, knowing that Oromala is the earthly prophet of the Africans. Knowing the hierarchy of Ilede, Olurum, Oludumare, the Trinity, the ratified God, and Oludumare, who has no known relatives, was not born by father or mother, who is responsible for directing the universe, and Ilede, who is ratified pure energy. Keep those thoughts in your head so you can keep it straight, ladies and gentlemen. Praise and order is due here today in paying homage to our Ori. During this segment, ladies and gentlemen, after I read you the pledge, we will go right into the celebration and homage of our Ori. I'm going to teach you how to praise your Ori throughout the day in a form of a bembe, dancing, and praises. As I read the pledge today, our flag pledge, here's to this flag of mine, the red, black, and green, hopes in its future bright, Africa has seen. Here's to the red of it, great nations shall know of it in time to come. Red blood shall flow of it, historians shall write of it, great flag of mine. Here's to the black of it, 400 million back of it, whose destinies depend on it. The red, black, and green of it, old flag of mine. Here's to the green of it, young man shall dream of it, face shot and shelled of it, maiden shall sing of it, waving so high. Here's to the whole of it, colors brought and pole of it, please is my soul with it, irregardless of what is told of it. Now thanks to God just for giving it this great flag of mine. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining me on this segment. Excuse me, I want to go to station identification for 1 minute, and we'll be right back at you in the air. I hope you neophytes are following along and you're working towards understanding how you can praise and worship your ancestors. It's very important that you remember that we must take time for libation and pouring our libations to the west, the north, the south, the east, and the west. And if you haven't done so already, you may take this time to go ahead and pour your libation. Thank you. thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. And I know that those youngsters that are out there, they're getting ready to learn how to worship and homage and praise, and we're going to dance and sing, and this should be an enjoyable moment for the whole family, ladies and gentlemen. Now, follow along with me as I do the Black African Pledge. Because we have forgotten, ladies and gentlemen, our ancestors, our children no longer give us honor. Because we have lost the path, our ancestors cleared, kneeling in perilous ungrowth. Our children cannot hear us when we're crying. Because we have abandoned our wisdom of mothering and fathering, our befuddled children give birth to the children they neither want nor understand. Because we have forgotten the lovely and the lonely adversity within our gates and hold up the mirror of the world shouting, regard the loneliest. Therefore, we pledge to bind ourselves to one another, to embrace one loneliest, and to keep company with our loneliest, to educate our illiterate, to feed our starving, to clothe our ragged, and to do all good things, knowing that we are more than keepers of our brothers and sisters. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, we are our brothers and sisters. In giving honor to those who toil and employ God with golden tongues, and gratitude to the same God who brought us out of hopelessness and desolation, we make this pledge here and now on this Friday evening. We pledge to bind ourselves to flesh and blood and not to hardware. Ladies and gentlemen, as you say that prayer, remember to treat your brothers and sisters like yourself. And there was two commandments that Jesus Christ left with us, and that is to love our neighbors as ourselves, and likewise to love others and do unto others. So it's very important that we understand love is a great commandment. Now, I'd like to get ready so we can prepare for this great celebration. I have to get the business out of the way, and now that the business is out of the way, let the commencement begin, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are in a fireplace and you're sitting, stand to your feet. This thing you are now ready to defeat. In a bembe, ladies and gentlemen, you dance off your inhibition. You dance off your frustration. You relieve yourself of all counts of illness. This is a time that you get healing, because we are standing on holy ground, and we are about to show you how to give praise and homage to the Most High. Let me offer up a prayer and praises to get the community ready so that they'll understand what a prayer and praise worshiper does. If you're standing up right now, you want to take some stretches and pull yourself together, because you're going to make steps and do moves that you probably haven't did in a while. No, you don't know what a bembe could be like until you go and dance for 2 days. We're not going to do that in here today, but we're certainly going to show you how it's done. You know how Omi does it. You know we definitely praise and worship every day, and we certainly want to set aside some time to specifically pay homage to our Ori. And that is what you're doing now, ladies and gentlemen, praise and worshiping to your Ori. If you just got that job last night, or yesterday, and you want to shout about it, go ahead and shout about it, girl. And if you just got that promotion that you've been waiting for years, this is the time to shout about it. And if you're waiting for that little something to come through the mail and it came through yesterday, this is that time to shout about it. And some of you are still perplexed because the doctor told you that you couldn't get well and that there was no healing for your condition. Here's your time to find your healing. And if you're just coming back from the doctor and he gave you a good report, you definitely want to shout about that. And if you find yourself can't find a husband, can't find anybody to date or go out with, here's your time to shout your way into your new husband. Here's your time to find a date and shouting your way into finding someone that wants to sit and hold your hand. If you think that you can't make it and you've done all you can do to stand and you can't remain standing, here's your time to stand, ladies and gentlemen. And again, I say remain standing. At this particular time, I'd like to bring on to you the shouting, praising worshipers. And I want to ask you one question. Are y'all ready? Are y'all ready? I want to ask you one more time, are y'all ready? Because, you know, we are winners. And when we put our minds to do something, that is what we do. Now put your hands up in the air and wave them like you just don't care. Because we're getting ready to throw down in a bimbe here in the Care to Read room.
Y'all ready? Say yes!
Say yeah. Say yeah. Say yeah. Come on and say yeah. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're moving on up. Now, praise and worshipers don't always use those kind of songs to praise with, but we're going to use some of Mr. and Mrs. Cobb's song to set the pace for you. We do have some solemn songs that we use. And unfortunately, my speakers won't allow me to sing here on this line without making it distorted, so I won't even try to do that. But I am going to take you right into the praise and worshiping. Now, the purpose of the bembe is to become invoked. And we want to certainly become invoked here today by the Spirit. And being possessed will allow you to let the Spirit take over and let the Spirit have his way. And I'm sure you church folks have heard that in the church before. Child, just let the Spirit have his way and move everything out the way, because the dancing starts and you cannot stop the Spirit. We're going to let the Spirit have his way today, ladies and gentlemen. Hallelujah. Praise be to the Most High.
Shop owner, I want your business. What must I do to convince you that I'm here to service you? I live in the neighborhood and my ways are just as good. Why don't you come and support me the way you know you should? My brothers who got all their wealth, they say God bless the child who got his own. Though without the blessing, can't do much alone. Who can I turn to if I can't count on you? What is a small businessman to do? Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we can help ourselves with Ujamaa. You buying from me, I buy from you. If you don't have money, we use the bartering system. Collective economics and responsibility of sharing the lucrative money in the neighborhood, purchasing from one another, patronizing our sisters and brothers as a form of Kuji Chandelier and Ujamaa. Now, I hear music over my head. I don't know about you. We're ready to keep the party going. I don't normally do this, but I'm going to keep the party going.
Over my head,
I hear music.
I hear music.
hear music, I know that there's a God somewhere. As O'Ree sits on each of our heads. And in praising O'Ree today, you ought to praise O'Ree today, your Godhead, who is alive and well, if you're still breathing, that is. You must understand that there are going to be gods over our head for a lifetime. Ola Dulamare, Ilede, Ola Room, and your personal God, O'Ree. Come on, you ought to get happy about it because we are in a Bembe celebration, ladies and gentlemen. Get in their celebration mode because you are going to dance off your inhibition. Here's your chance to dance off your inhibition. Let's do it with Kwanzaa. All right, let's get the party going. I know we don't do this, but we're going to keep the party going. Do whatever can be done. ladies and gentlemen, now try to remember when our ancestors were off in the woods and they were traveling to get their freedom. And when they made it over into Canada and they saw that there was a patch on the ground called Ohio, across from Kentucky was their freedom. They could reach it, and it was within reach. When they made it there, I'm sure that they had plenty of them days where they shouted and they jumped up for joy, and they magnified the Lord. Come, let us magnify the Lord and give all praises to the Most High. In our Bimbe, we offer up praises, and homage comes to pass, homage comes to pass. We say, oh, double, we say all the things that will give you the homage, Lord. We just praise you, we magnify you. Homage coming to pass today. You ought to be praising your Lord and Savior, the ori that's on your head today. If you are to have good success, who are you to give praises to? If you are to have extra money in your pocket, who are you to give praises to? You are to thank your ori, the Godhead that sits on your head today, giving praises today, magnifying him with praises and laying before him, not prostrating yourself, but acknowledging and paying homage. We would like to say to you today, ladies and gentlemen, it's okay to praise the Lord. It's okay to dance with music. It's okay to shout in the hills from which your help cometh from the Lord. And as we play you Gemma, remember, Africans always acknowledge the Lord with prayer and praise and drumming. May you Gemma electrify you and let you up.
Revitalize our community.
has certainly smiled upon you and me for lifting him higher. Who wants to go higher today? You can lift him up a little higher. God has smiled on us.
Oh,
Father, you have been so good to each and every one of us. We want to thank you. And in bowing our heads and paying homage to you, Lord, you alone are worthy, O King, as we magnify you and give you accolades today in our attempt to acknowledge who you are in your greatness. We know that you are so ratified that we can't stand before you, O Lord Lamare, but yet we praise and magnify you anyway. We send up sweet-smelling fragrance to you by sending incense to you and fragrance and magnifying your surrounding outer court and inner court of heaven. And we say we love you and ask that you will allow Ori to smile upon us once again as we began to lay down the destiny for ourselves. And in mapping out our destiny, we thank you, O Larum, for being present there at the right hand of God when we ask for our destiny to come here to do a specific thing. We ought to know our need, our purpose. Help us to know our purpose. Help us to be about your business and fulfilling our purpose. Most of all, help us to be mindful that each day, a little time we must take out of our life to praise you and give you homage. Homage comes to pass. Homage comes to pass. We give you praise and honor this day. We magnify you in our native tongues, and we praise you in our native tongues. Oh, Lord, give us the words to say. Help us to remember our native tongue. Help us to go back and regurgitate those words. As we begin to understand those words again, help us to remember our homeland in Africa, which we are so far away from. Help us to reconnect to our brothers and sisters here in our little Africa, in our backyard. Help us to reach over and be able to reconnect with our higher self and our brothers and sisters here on this planet. And in this particular time and hour, when the world is so upside down in their financial affairs, in their social affairs, in their relationships, help us to put relationships back together. Help us to put friendships back together. Help us to pardon one another if we have honor against each other. Help us to be mindful that if you can forgive us, who are like filthy rags before you, there's nothing good about this heart. If you can forgive us, Lord, how much more can we forgive each other? And in doing so, you said you would be careful to watch over your word to perfect it. Now watch over your word, Lord, to perfect it, so that it will not return unto your void, but it will accomplish that which is intended. And we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity and day and hour to praise you. And we ask the congregation to be on one accord today. As we unite in prayer and praises in our bembe, our offering will be accepted. And those that are on their way, Father, the ancestors that are delivering the babies back to us, we ask that they come swiftly so that they can begin to reconnect to the family. And Lord, every household that is represented here today, may their household be blessed down to the thousand generations. And if they were in the loin like Melchizedek and he paid tithes, give them homage for paying the tithes through Melchizedek. And if we are without paying tithes, Lord, please pardon us too and still grant us the wishes and desires of our heart. Father, if there's one out there that is ill that needs to have their limbs reconnected, if there's one that's mental in their mind that needs to have their mind stayed on you, touch them right now, Father, at the sound of my voice. And if there is one that is looking for a solution, trying to find themselves, trying to know themselves, help them to have clarity, Lord. And Father God, we ask that every organization represented out there today will reconnect with an African-American organization to help better them and perfect the organization so that they're effective in our community. And Lord, most of all, the radio stations that are out there, Father, in the airwaves, send a special blessing out, Father, so that we can reach many souls today through the airways. And I thank you for the opportunity to speak on these lines so that the airways will carry our message of fire, Lord. And, Father, that you will be grateful for the work that we've done here today, that you will be able to call us worthy, Father. You will be able to say, well done, my good and faithful servant, well done. And I thank you, Father, and I magnify you, I praise you, I elevate you, I lift you higher than the most inner court and outer courts of heaven. And we say thank you. All praises to the Most High, O Duhamah, and only our God here, our personal God here today. And we thank you for giving us, O Womanah, our African prophet. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, you have fulfilled your mission today. You have fulfilled your purpose today and participated in this Bembe. The party ain't over yet. I think I'm going to add a little drum to it. Can we get the drummers out here to help us? Keep on magnifying him. Keep on lifting him higher. Because he wants to take you higher. So you can work off those problems and identify with the real enemy and name for yourself. And defy for yourself. Only a thing that will close, but not to again. We will be back. We'll be back. Ladies and gentlemen, you went all the way with Omen today. I hope you got your prayer request in. I hope you sent up some praise and worshiping today. And those prayer warriors, when you want to look for somebody to praise with you, it's okay to come in Omen's room. We can lift up the Most High at any time. It doesn't have to be a specific day. But remember that Bembes are important. However, we did not do our African songs like we wanted to do with the Orishas. However, next time we do this, we will have my other crew with me, and we'll be able to offer up Orisha songs. And there are dances to go with each one of these Orisha songs. You ought to find the books and learn the dances and learn the chants. They're beautiful chants, ladies and gentlemen. Ishe Oluwa Kreba Jiho. Ishe Oluwa Kreba Jiho. In meaning, God's work will never be destroyed. God's work will never be destroyed. There are many Orisha chants that I cannot share here with you today because of time constraints, but they're available on the internet and in books that you can find in the library. Get those chants and learn those chants. They're beautiful. And some of them, being African from the Western Hemisphere and from the Southern Hemisphere, Ishe Olewa Koje Baje O is a native African song, and I'm not sure if it was from the Yoruba people, but I'm not exactly sure if other parts of the world sang it in Nigeria. Nigeria is where the Yoruba people did their chants and their singing, and if there was more time, we could get into that, but because of time constraints, I want to limit what we're saying here because we're on our way out, ladies and gentlemen, but we're not to part forever. We will see you again on Monday. And Monday we start up part 10 of the segment. And this praise and worshiping has been presented by the Care to Read room today. Can't remember where I'm at. And it's been underwritten by Project 2019. And we'd like to thank each and every one of you for lending us your airways and being a part of this festivity. And blessings go out to each and every one of you and your children and their children down to the thousand generation. And we say, Ajuba, blessings, Ajuba, blessings, Ajuba, blessings, down to the thousand generation. May you be blessed And if your parents paid tithes like Melchizedek and their Lord, may you be credited for paying tithes as well. And I'd like to thank each and every one of you, and remember to pray. Don't just pray when there's something wrong. Don't just pray when things are not going well. Pray without ceasing all the time, bowing down, paying homage, sending up incense and sweet-smelling fragrances. And for those things you pray for a good husband, pray for a good wife, pray for mental security, pray for understanding, pray for clarity, and pray for peace. Whenever they say peace, 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 you know there is no peace. But you ought to pray for peace today. Pray for peace in your home, in your school, in your workplace. Pray for peace. I send out peace over the atmosphere today. And I decree peace in the households of everyone that's represented here. I decree peace in the lives of those that are represented by you. And I decree friendship in the lives of those that are represented here. If there's one that you have out against, go to them and explain to them and beg their pardon and ask them to forgive you and take that out of your heart, because you cannot stand before God asking for anything if you have out of someone in your heart. Ask for forgiveness today. And I'm going to take the stand of publicly asking for forgiveness on the air today. If I have offended anyone or have had out of my heart against any of my friends or anyone that would possibly be my friend, I beg their pardons today, so that I'm free, and I free myself up today. This is the time to get free, ladies and gentlemen. Get free. This is a room you can come in where the praying is one thing, but to get free is another thing. Get free today. Get free today. Ask for apologies. Go to that person that you might have fought against or that you might need to talk to. Ask them to sit with you for a little while so you can bear your soul and ask them to forgive you. Because it's hard to lay down at night if you're part against somebody or if you think somebody's offended by you. It's hard to go on every day if you know that you ought to be asking for apology. And I'm not too big that I can't say on the air, I apologize to anyone that I may have done anything wrong to or said anything wrong to or out of the way. I'm a loving person. I extend love to you, and I beget more love and send that love to the atmosphere. Yet whosoever that feels offended by me at this time and the sound of my voice will begin to see that Paul's only intention is to send love to everyone. I bring love and I send love, and I extend love to you today. Today's message is to send love and adoration. And I say thank you. I say peace, blessing, ajuba, ajuba to you. And on that note, I say baba vooey to you, y'all. Have a great weekend, because you know what Omens get ready to do. That's right, go on sabbatical. Sabbatical is in order today. Whether I go out to get me a chalupa or go out to get me a slice of pizza, it's on and it's happening tonight. Once again, keep the party going, because I don't normally do this, but I'm going to keep the party going. The party is on after I get off the line. But those of you who want to keep chatting and having a good time, go to the chat room. You can keep the party going. The praises go up and the blessings come down. Hallelujah. Thank you to the Most High. And I say, baba booey to you, y'all. Have a great one. Oh, double.